Will be.
Hard decision.
Hard decision.
All right. Oh, no, this is Brian. Welcome to Geeks and Square Table, episode 99. I'm your host, Lawrence of America. And with me today is...
Draven the Raven.
Was that a wrong hole? Did the rock star?
Ah, grindcore is a hell of a drug.
I don't know if that's how you say that, but I like that. Yeah. I like that you said that.
Grind till I die.
Grind till you die.
And grind we crust.
I was just gonna say, and grind we crust. Oh, it's the best one, right. Phobia.
Yeah, I'm missing a reference.
Yeah, some
somewhere.
Draven wasn't doing enough grindcore.
Yeah, Draven plays in a grindcore band, and obviously he lost his voice
because
he made poor decisions.
Because I do vocals wrong.
He what the heck is grindcore?
You know what? That's a conversation for another
time. Do you know who?
I don't know.
We all have this
either.
Beautiful tool called Google, and it'll answer all your questions.
Okay, just look up Napalm Death if you don't know who that is, and then, yeah, start from there.
Yeah, that's a good way to start.
I mean, that's... Yes, it's a good way to start, because...
That's your band?
No, because that's how it's started, pretty much.
No, I've actually heard of the band Napalm Death.
Yeah, a lot of people have heard of that.
So I know it's not his band.
Yes.
Oh, no, I'm in Napalm Death.
You're Barney?
Yes, I'm Barney.
All right.
Moving on to the rest of the table.
And introduce the introduction, Motorcycle Man.
Joshua.
J. Jonah Jesse.
Jules.
Who is finally back after his small hiatus.
This is nothing compared to the hiatus I took last time.
That's true.
Two episodes, nothing compared to like 12. Yeah, no, I missed like...
Well,
this is
how do you know it's a small hiatus? Yeah. Maybe it's a good size.
Yeah. And saying so all that, I did
so
stuff for the
begins.
Site in the time that I was gone. At least,
yeah,
like,
so you've been writing some articles?
I've been writing
a lot of reviews.
Look at you.
Yeah, I've written like 6 reviews since last time I was here.
Ooh. Oh, by the way, the Fantastic Four movie when you were doing your thing.
That was terrible.
I was listening to the podcast on my way to go see it, and I was just like, okay, here you go, Jules. Go ahead and dump on it. And then I watched it, and I was like, oh my God, Jules was right.
Dude, it was a terrible film.
Yeah, it was.
I won't tell you it's a terrible film unless I personally think you're not going to enjoy it. I don't, like, speak about things that are terrible. I just let people enjoy it because they think it's going to be good.
Poor shit.
I normally say things that I don't like that I know other people like because that's a conversation.
Well, I mean...
But if I know just everyone's not going to like it, I have to kind of just be like, hey.
Well, you are the Fantastic Four guy of the group, so whenever...
Oh, yeah,
whenever you talk about something, I kind of take you at your word for it, and then whenever you say something about the Fantastic Four franchise, and I have to kind of take it as canon.
Yeah, I'm probably the only person who actually pulls FF anymore.
Well, I mean, the current.
The last one.
I mean, I read all
that. By the way, did you get a haircut?
No.
Okay, because your hair looks different than it normally does.
Yeah, it's longer.
Oh, okay, that would be
it. I'm just being real.
I was like, there's something different about him. I can't figure it out.
What?
I said he started running drugs.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, what he's noticing is your peach fuzz.
Oh, yeah, and I shaved.
He shaved, like what?
Like a week ago?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it was clean shaving, like a week ago.
Yeah, it was thicker.
Yeah, it was really thick. So it's an awkward combination. There's more hair on my head now than on my chin. That's very rare. It's usually the other way around. There's usually more hair on my face.
You look less old man scraggly. And more hipster college students.
That's about right, actually.
That's valid.
I can't even argue with that. It's a spot on comparison.
Oh, by the way, I have some geek news that needs to be discussed.
I was going
to
say, less orchid, more like, ampere.
All right. Hey, Larry. I got some geek news that must be said. So, I was listening to a... Politico podcast the other day called The Young Turks. Hold on.
Are there podcasts in this one?
Yes, it's amazing, isn't it?
Oh. All right, and why would you advertise them on
I'm just saying, if you want to go hear the actual news story,
but
you
I
can
don't
listen
hear
to
any
it.
Other podcast but this one.
All right,
is the only podcast I need.
All right,
it's
anyways.
The only podcast that exists.
I thought we were doing something new. There's a name for what we do?
I made it up earlier.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
I'm out.
It's going to be the head of the interwebs.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what are the interwebs?
You don't know what the interwebs are?
No.
My God, it's this incredible tool that Al Gore made in the 90s.
And it's just a series of tubes.
Yeah. It's a series of tubes.
Now, do they get
clogged? It shoots magic porn through them.
Yeah, there's magical porn, and children learn how to do science through talking
don't
rabbits.
You put children and magical porn too close together, man. Like,
But that is what the internet is!
Get out of
that
here.
That is what the internet is!
That's what the former Subway spokesman was. So.
Oh, too soon.
No, right on time.
You just had to get things
real. I really don't like that new Iron Man suit.
Well, I was wanting to talk about news, but you guys wanted to interrupt it. So.
Doing all sorts of things. Off.
That's
I didn't know
cool.
This was a news podcast.
You guys talk about the news of comics and nerd culture.
Not politics.
Fine, tell us your news.
Thank you. Thank you.
Speak, Motorcycle Man. Speak.
All right, so on the podcast... Like, when I first clicked on it, I thought it was kind of odd because normally they put the titles of, like, what they talk about in the byline of the, you know, the
So, like,
podcast.
Bernie Sanders for Jesus and all that?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, when we interrupt you, you just got to learn to talk through us. Yeah. We're not going to stop interrupting you.
Well,
just FYI. Keep going. Right. Keep going. Right, well, power through
well, in the byline, the word Pokemon was there. I was like... All right, this is fairly odd because as a reputable news outlet, I wouldn't expect them to really talk about Pokemon, so I clicked on it. And apparently the news story was that, and I didn't even know that this even existed, was the Pokemon World Championships, which is by invite only. Apparently two guys who, in their infinitesimal genius, decided to post this on social media, posted pictures of themselves with guns, and threaten to kill people at the championships.
All right, so...
I didn't even know Pokemon cards were still a thing.
It apparently is.
Yeah, apparently it is.
I had no idea. I thought Magic won that battle already.
Oh, and this
always won that battle.
Oh. and this is a $500,000 grand prize championship.
And chance of scholarships.
All right, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because they're only like 10.
Yeah, because only 10-year-olds think the Pokemon card game is going to go places.
I thought that when I was 10.
Yeah, everyone thought that when you were 10.
Well, no,
this is going to win.
Hey, it was a fairly big thing at Books and Million when I worked there.
No, I mean, they still do tournaments and everything. They still crank it out.
I had no idea.
There are still 5-year-olds that watch new versions of it, apparently. I mean,
it's still a show?
Yes. Yeah, it's still a show.
Yeah, it's still
really?
A Cartoon Network.
I mean,
they still make Power Rangers, man.
Yeah, but that's because Japan will not let that go.
And we still Pokemon. Have people coming in here once a week asking to buy Pokemon cards.
And you're like,
I thought they just made games. But the games have been good. I just thought they gave up on the cards in the show.
No.
Because they were stupid.
Here's the thing. That battle... Nintendo kept delaying it for years and years and years. They didn't, they sued Wizards of the Coast, and Nintendo had more lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
They kept it in court for 20 years.
Yeah.
And, not quite 20 years, because as soon as they were bought out by Hasbro, they started to settle. That lawsuit from 96 got settled like 2-3 years ago.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What were they suing about?
Because Pokemon is a direct ripoff of Magic the Gathering.
Okay.
A poor one, really.
Yeah, poor one.
So is it Yu-Gi-Oh, but no one ever...
Yeah,
well,
no one
Yu-Gi-Oh is actually a ripoff of a different Richard Garfield game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Called Netrunner.
Yeah. Yu-Gi-Oh is a straight ripoff Netrunner.
And his... Yeah, and the way he didn't copyright the design, do it design copy, he did a trademark.
Mm-hmm.
And, we're talking of such minutiae of like, well, okay, so he trademarked tapping it by turning it 45 degrees to the right. We drain our energy cards by turning them 45 degrees to the left. It's totally different.
It's not tapping.
So,
it's basically the difference between
Ice Ice Baby and Under Pressure.
No.
Yeah. Actually, that's a good way to describe that.
I was actually going to say
the same thing,
you know,
with the different packaging.
I was going to say the original version of Microsoft Windows and what
the example that comes to mind.
Steve Jobs actually wrote for Apple.
There it is. And whoop, there it is.
Oh yeah, it's two different songs. It's not really. It's not really at all. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
But.
And apparently Blurred Lines and something that...
Yeah. No. It's just Get Into the Line by Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
It's the intro to Get Into the Line by Marvin Gaye.
Yep.
That's the first time I heard that song, I said that, and everyone's like, no, it's not. And then a month later, that lawsuit happens. Like,
and then the funniest one in my mind...
Tell everybody!
Straight to Hell by The Clash and Paper Planes by MIA, where it's great because if you start off both, you can't tell which one it's going to be.
Yeah.
Until... The actual, like, beat and slash.
Did they get sued?
I don't think they got sued for that one.
I don't think
that
the Clash cares.
Yeah, the Clash doesn't care.
Well, I mean, and really, you know...
And they don't make any money on their own music anyway. So.
And Joe Strummer's dead, so...
Yeah, but, I mean...
Joe Strummer's dead.
But look, even still... Of all the places you're gonna threaten to shoot up, really?
Honestly,
Pokemon?
Let's
really?
Now the Pokemon World Championship.
Adults still playing Pokemon. Need I say more?
These are not gonna be 5-year-olds playing Pokemon.
No, of course not.
These are gonna be 20- and 30-year-olds playing Pokemon.
Who beat the 5-year-olds in a Books a Million to get where they are today?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, they
were a limited assortment of 13-year-olds
and so many like free cups of Joe Muggs coffee. You know that's where they played. They played in the Joe Muggs section because it's the only place with tables.
Actually, no. When I worked there, I was unfortunate. No, I was actually forced to run the gaming every Saturday, so it was actually in the back where all the tables were, because at that point, Joe Muggs wasn't like really that big of a thing. They didn't have a lot of tables and chairs. So.
They do now.
They're a big thing?
Yeah.
Well, they're not a big thing. They're just they're a big in Books
of
Millions.
They're about as big as
I'm not encouraging random vandalism by any means, but I always thought it would be funny if somebody swapped the Joe Muggs umbrellas with the Star Starbucks umbrellas.
I thought the same thing too once. They look exactly the same.
Yeah.
They probably are from the same company with a different color.
And you go inside
color.
Joe Muggs, it's not even green. Nothing is green. But they have the Starbucks
it's
umbrellas.
It's like poop brown.
Yeah. Yeah, Joe Muggs is poop brown.
Yeah.
You ever use a Joe Muggs mug? It's awful. I don't know what the ceramic is, but they have the cheapest mugs. And I'm thinking, it's got to be like your shtick, like Joe Muggs. You have to have good mugs because they give you mugs to drink. They don't give you just to-go cups like Starbucks does. They'll give you a mug if you're going to sit inside and read.
Well,
and they're not worth the freaking ceramic.
Well,
but if they made them too nice, people would steal them.
Well, speaking of mugs made out of poop, NASA apparently, NASA apparently is trying to develop recycling technology to recycle human fecal matter
into
food for long extended space travel.
Well, you know, I mean, NASA needs to help me go because I no longer want to live on this earth if they're going to make that happen.
But you'd be eating the poop food because it's a
I just
know
you jettison me. I don't want to live in a world where we recycle. Thank you. We recycle poop to eat.
So apparently there's a beer called He's Dead Jim.
What?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Do you die by drinking it? Or
No. That's when you get the news. McCoy just appears.
He's Dead Jim.
Sorry about your father. Here's a six-pack.
He's Dead Jim.
Just a six-pack.
Well, yeah.
It's a craft beer.
It was the 60s, man. They only drank six-pack. That's all you needed back then. He's dead, Jim.
I'm a big boy. I need more.
No, man.
To forget my dead dad.
Man, this is
your dad's
dark.
Not dead.
Well, I mean, in this scenario, it's hypothetical.
I mean, realistically, you know, I'm gonna go to hard liquor anyway,
right?
Valid.
Exactly.
That's valid.
Yeah, I'm surprised they don't make you know like Klingon booze.
If they did,
Romulan ale?
Romulan ale.
That was the one they were always trying to get because it was illegal and it would knock you off your socks.
Yeah, but if they made Klingon grog or whatever it is, it would probably...
Blood wine.
It would probably taste like the bottom end of a toilet.
You don't know that.
Yeah, you don't
honestly,
know that.
Klingons actually have a rich culture.
I'm sure they make a knockoff.
My Google Power, somebody sells... Oh yeah, absolutely. Blood wine.
There's no way you go to any Star Trek con nowadays and don't drink blood wine.
I mean,
that'd be the dumbest thing not to do.
Hell, they've actually come up with a recipe to make Harry Potter butter beer.
Yeah, they make butter beer. And you know what? Trek fans have been going way harder and way longer than Potterheads. So I bet you anything.
Potterheads.
Yeah, I call them Potterheads because it's funny to me. Because it's funny to me. Because it's funny to me.
So
but yes, I'm sure somebody makes Romulan ale and
butter. Yeah, Voto Vinis, the company behind the popular Juan Ort Star Trek wine collection, has just developed Klingon blood wine.
Yep.
It's a medium-bodied red blend.
What did I say?
Blah, 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 blah.
You're like, I don't care. Yeah.
I'm waiting for Romulan ale.
It's a pretty neat bottle.
Oh, I bet it's gorgeous. Trek fans
traditionally
do not
twice
have
as strong
anything.
As whiskey and best served warm. This is a
served
human.
Warm.
Well, that's
a red.
That's
well, right.
You're supposed to drink whiskey
warm.
This
is the human friendly version that is only 13%. So.
But still twice as strong as. Wow.
Wow, 13%, that's it.
It's 20. Yeah, twice. I mean, it would have to be at least half pure alcohol to in blood wine. And let's just face it, it's just going to taste like burning.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I thought that's the point. I thought blood wine is supposed to just hurt.
Bad. Yeah, I thought blood wine was supposed to like be like hot brewed moonshine. You know, because like if you brew it correctly, it should be nice and smooth going down. But if you brew it hot, it just burns when it goes down.
All right. First of all, they're all brewed hot.
Yeah,
it's not like something you can set and age. But I mean, good moonshine only tastes like burning for like a second or two, and then you're drunk.
Yeah, exactly. It only burns for like a second, and then you're like, oh, I'm numb. Give me more. Let's do this.
If it's made a certain way, it actually burns going down. But if it's made a specific way, it's actually smooth and pleasant to drink.
I feel like
it's all terrible. Just drink water. It's about the only thing that's good for you. That's all I have to say about that.
What are you drinking? Coke for now?
You know, I choose my death slowly.
Mm-hmm. You know what's funny about vanilla Coke? Mm. It
tastes god awful.
Yeah.
It's Coke vanilla.
Yeah.
It's
and
Coke vanilla.
Yeah. Yes, there is a company that makes Romulan ale too.
Knew it.
Is it green?
No. I thought just Romulan blood is green. I didn't think Romulan ale was green.
Let's see.
Well,
the Romulan ale is blue, and this is blue.
Oh.
Yeah. I was gonna say Romulan ale is supposed to be like.
Blue.
Well, I thought that bottle the guy that plays Montgomery Scott when he was on this Next Generation episode.
Oh yeah, he's not drinking Romulan ale.
Oh, I thought that's what
that
green. I thought that's what that green bottle was.
No, they never actually. They show you Romulan ale like once or twice. They don't.
And
they mostly don't show it to you.
Romulan ale apparently is available on tap.
Ooh,
wow!
Fancy.
Yeah. Well,
why
it is
you
called.
Guys got
well,
that here?
It is called.
That's what I want to know.
Hey, it is called ale. Ale is regularly on tap.
Yeah, it's coming back. Yeah, it's. What, I know. I agree.
What?
It's about damn time.
What, Jerry?
No, Pretty Deadly is coming back.
Yeah, finally.
Oh, finally.
I just thought that
after taking like a year hiatus.
Yeah,
I didn't know it'd been that long.
Yeah, dude, it's been a long time. They only made the one trade. They only made six issues.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
And put it this way, remember Jeopardy?
Yeah.
We did Jeopardy when they finished their first arc, because it was one of the prizes. They haven't come up with a new issue since we did Jeopardy.
Well, you know, and at least...
that was like almost 2 years
ago.
It
should be good.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, one would hope.
Hopefully they spent this time and waited for them to actually come up with a good story.
Yeah.
Whereas, I mean, just imagine if they were just forced to crank it out this whole time, apparently with no ideas.
That's a shame to be forced to crank it out.
True. But that's what happens when you eat Van Cake.
God, you and Van Cake.
He likes it.
Hey,
everybody's got their things.
See, Van Cake, when made right, doesn't burn on the way down. It goes down smooth. So.
Is that what happened to your voice?
It still tastes like crap, I'm sure.
For Van Cake?
You know, It was made hot too. So, you know, brewed pancake just did not go down the right way. That's a terrible experience. You can wash it down with some blood wine or Romulan ale.
So of course
it's on tap.
The previews came out. Y'all seen anything?
Pretty Deadly coming out again, finally.
I'm actually really interested for what is going to be the first Marvel Star Wars tie-in called Vader Down.
Vader Down?
It's going to be a six-part crossover event with all of the...
You know, it sounds really
Doctor
dumb.
Doctor Doom versus Darth Vader.
Love it! Love it! I'm wish still wondering,
it's probably not. I'm still wondering why the Green Lantern Star Trek crossover series hasn't been on the shelf here. I've been wanting to read it.
Because no one else wants to
read it. None of us want to touch it. It's not that it's a bad idea, it's that it's a bad idea.
It's a bad idea.
And none of us want to touch
also,
it.
Oh, also, the new Jason Aaron book that's going to be coming out?
Oh, yeah.
The goddamn
and Star Trek would make more sense.
What?
FF and Star Trek.
That would make way more sense. Cool. I would read that crossover. But no, they went with Lantern. They went with Lantern at a time where Lantern was less sci-fi, too. That's really the reason none of us are reading it.
And also,
you know...
The ultimate team-up with Darth Vader, Doctor Doom, Lex Luthor...
You can leave Luther out of it. No, I want Doom and Vader.
Wait.
Sinestro and Khan.
No.
I would read that, actually.
And Mr. Burns.
No.
Just for the fun of it.
No. Dr. Doom, Darth Vader, Mr. Burns, and the Master from Doctor Who.
No. Burns and the Emperor. That's what I want.
No Doctor Who here.
No. Burns is the Emperor.
Oh no!
All you need is just that good.
Well, wouldn't that
and the cloak falls open a little, and you see the teddy bear.
wouldn't that be God, convergence then?
Yeah. Hey. You see the evil Sith Force lightning. You know, as fingers.
Hey. Oh, it'd be awesome.
Wouldn't that be convergence then? If Burns is Darth Vader,
see, I think Sinestro
or the Emperor. I mean.
In, like, a yellow construct armor?
I'd read it. I'd read Simpsons Star Wars crossover more than I'd watch another Family Guy one.
Why isn't there a Futurama Star Wars crossover?
Because there's a Futurama crossover. Star Trek crossover.
Yeah.
You can only do one.
That's a good one.
That's the best episode, too.
Not the best, but it's
one of the best ones. Just that sequence... Where they're pushing everybody into the volcano and saying to every single person, "He's dead, Jim. He's dead, Jim.
He's dead, Jim.
Just that the Church of Star Trek got too big, so they had to kill everybody and exile the 77 episodes to some other planet.
Like it's any worse. Like it's any worse than the how long was it? the 30-minute episode on YouTube of Picard just telling Worf no about everything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's one of my favorite videos of all time. I think it's Picard shuts Worf down. And it's 14 minutes of every suggestion Worf has ever given to Picard.
Yeah,
and Picard just says,
no.
I think not, Mr. Worf. That's a terrible idea, Mr. Worf. No, Mr. Worf. It's so funny.
Get back to tactical.
No, because you've never thought about it. But Worf's, they never go with Worf's idea. They've never gone with Worf's idea. Why is Worf even on the bridge if he suggests this many things that everybody says?
And he's the tactical officer, too. That's the messed up part. He's your war counselor.
But he always gets you through. He gets them through everything. Yeah. It's just his suggestions don't work.
Well, all his suggestions are like, yeah, we should just blow him up.
Yeah, let's blow him up.
He just goes, hang on, just...
Yeah, he's... But no, if you ever get to watch it, it's about 14 minutes long, and it's the best 14 minutes you can spend as a Trek fan.
Well, I'm probably
Michael Dorn's the guy who suggested it to me. I saw Michael Dorn at a con. Michael Dorn's like, I don't know if you guys have seen this video. Worf gets shut down, but it's really funny. He's like, it's 14 minutes of every suggestion I ever gave that damn captain. He kept telling me I was wrong. And he's like, I think Riker gets in on it at some point.
Speaking of Michael Dorn, if you haven't seen Ted 2,
oh yeah,
you should watch it just for Michael Dorn.
Yeah. Seriously, though, Michael Dorn is one of the best parts of that.
Oh, I haven't even watched the first Ted movie.
You should watch that for Flash Gordon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and Flash Gordon. If you like Flash Gordon and Michael Dorn, it's a pretty good one.
Hey, have you guys heard when the Flash is supposed to be back on CW at all?
I don't
November?
Watch it, so...
October?
Something like that.
It's a fall show. So
oh, I didn't
it'll
know.
Come in the fall.
I didn't know.
Oh, man. Also, if you haven't seen it, I think it's only like 8 minutes... There's a video of called that's like Riker sits down funny.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Because
Riker.
No.
Because okay, so no matter where he sits down,
he always swings his legs. Yeah, he always swings his
leg over the chair.
Wait, now
even if it's only 2 feet,
see this too. Like,
even if it's only 2 feet off the ground, yeah, he still swings his giant leg over
every chair he sits down.
Like he's hopping, like he's trying to swing his leg over a fence.
No, the best ones. Or halfway through the video, where he's like rapping with everybody, and you know he's got the chair backward, and he kicks his leg over, and there's like a whole sequence of episodes where he just sat on the chair backwards right after kicking his leg over.
You know he did that on purpose.
And he totally did it on purpose.
I want to see like a Picard sunbathing compilation.
There's a really good one. There's a compilation of him tucking his uniform down because he does it at least 4 times every episode. He's always.
Yeah.
Can't get this thing on right. He's the only one who does it.
Yeah, he is.
He's the only one who does it because he does.
You know, that's probably wardrobe's fault.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Just cutting in a little bit.
But yeah. Picard, or I don't know if you guys know this, but he's also the reason they never wore a onesie again after the first season. Second season. He's like, you gotta get me out of these things. I hate it. And then I feel like wardrobe was so mad. That he got him out, they had to let go of the onesie, that they made his two-piece just a little too short. So he's always pulling it down, because you never see another actor have that issue.
Yeah, never.
And even in the first major picture, so they got the uniforms that DS9 and Voyager had for that movie. Now, the DS9 Voyager version is a onesie. And he was like, hell no. So they got everyone in the movie cast has a two-piece version. And sure enough, if you watch that, you can see his is just a little too short. And he pulls it down the whole movie. And it's so funny. Probably because that wardrobe person's like, you can't wear a onesie. You can't. You can't just get used to the one piece. You just zip it up and that's it. No. He couldn't, and he didn't.
So you know, the entire time he's probably like, I am Patrick Stewart. I have acted in Shakespeare. In London.
Well, Patrick didn't even...
How dare you ask me to wear a onesie?
The first season. Apparently, the whole first season, Patrick had all of his clothes packed up in his suitcase, ready to go at any time. He'd never done television before. He didn't think the reboot... He thought it was way too late in life, as far as... they started doing it in the 80s, and Star Trek had gone off the air in 69. He thought there was no fan base for it anymore.
And he even came out of the record saying, you know, he thought TV acting was beneath him.
Yep.
He didn't respect it, you know. And all
but he thought the
stuff.
Script was good, so he stayed around, and he's like, I'll get paid for however long it's on. He did not realize it would go 7 seasons and be the most popular show
or
on
that
TV
he,
at the
or
time.
The fact that he's still getting royalty checks from it because it's still being played on TV.
In fact, he almost left the show. There's that big cliffhanger where... Picard joins the Borg.
Yeah.
You don't know.
He's kidnapped for the Borg.
Yes.
Stuff. Yeah.
For those who don't know, there's 2 versions of the next episode. The one we've all seen where Picard comes back, and there's one where Picard never comes back and Riker becomes captain permanently. Because they were disputing Patrick Stewart's contract at the time. He wanted more money. The show had gotten stupid popular at the time. It's around the 4th or 5th season. And so they're like, they didn't know if they could afford to keep Stewart on. So, they were, for that whole summer, arguing about how much they were going to pay him. So there was a chance he was never going to come back. And they wrote the next, like, 2-3 episodes without him, just in case. But it all went the exact way we always expected. They caved. They gave him his money.
Well, here's
the show was better for him.
Yeah. Well, here's the question that I have. If he was killed off as a Borg character... Who do you, and Riker did become captain, who would be his second in command?
Data.
Yeah, Data.
Data was third in command.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I
and
was
they've done a lot of alternate futures where Picard dies and Data is the commander. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Data was next in line for succession.
Okay.
Yeah, in fact...
Oh, wait.
They even
Data's
did.
Always been... Next in line in succession. Data's always
he's,
been...
He's lieutenant commander.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but wait. So was Deanna Troi, though. She had the same rank as him.
No, but her rank was honorary.
Yeah, her rank is honorary.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't actually become a commander until way later in the show.
Yeah.
But until, like, since the first episode, Data was always the second officer. And Riker's always been first officer, and Data's always been second officer.
Yeah, because it goes captain, commander, lieutenant commander.
See, and that's why Worf's so angry.
Yes, because...
He has to serve under a robot.
Yes.
That offends his Klingon pride.
Yes. But yeah, because they tell you in the pilot who the second officer is, and it's Data. Yes.
And they do even talk about, you know,
Data assumes being captain a couple times.
Yeah.
Riker and Picard off.
There are instances where people have asked him, assume that his rank is honorary because he's a robot. He's like,
yes.
No,
he completed everything.
I earned all this, there's one episode where they end up having, you know, Picard has his own ship. They give Riker his own ship.
Oh, yes. They have the battlefleet. Yes, the battlefleet episode is awesome.
I think they give Worf his own ship, too.
All of the high-ranking officers on
the Enterprise
have to captain all these other ships.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that now.
Yeah, and so, of course, there's a whole crew of random
people.
That's
one of the Marquee episode, I think, when they go toe-to-toe with the Marquee.
Yeah, the
Marquee. Marquee. It's Marquis. It's French.
It's still pronounced Maquis.
In the show, they call it the Maquis.
Is it the
Thank
Maquis?
You.
No, no. In Voyager, they call it the Maquis.
No, they don't.
Chakotay does. Chakotay. He don't...
Also, we speak English, not French.
All right.
Regardless.
So j'ai pas français.
Regardless.
Now I've got to YouTube this to figure this out.
Yes, but I remember that episode. That guy has a problem serving under Data.
Oh, I was about to bring that up. It was like he was acting like a complete dick towards Data, like it was beneath him to serve a robot or an android.
But you got to think about. I mean, no one has ever met anybody like Data. Nobody knows anything. Any other android they've ever met is nothing close to Data,
unless they ran into lore somehow.
Yeah.
Ooh, lore. Hate lore.
Everyone hates lore.
God, lore is the worst. In fact, that's the best/worst two-parter episode. It's when Lore takes control of that section of the Borg that cut themselves off. They all have their own individuality.
And Q.
Oh, God.
Q. Goes to die. Well, I actually love Q, but...
I love Q.
But he's the reason the Borg are a thing.
Yeah.
Because
the pilot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sends them to fight the Borg in the pilot.
Yeah.
And it ruined everything after that.
All right, and you were saying Maquis?
Yeah.
There's no R in it.
Oh, then it is Maquis.
It's Maquis.
Touché. You were right.
Wow!
You only get that
one. I think Hell just froze over.
Well, don't worry, you'll be wrong the rest of the time.
Yeah, you'll be wrong
absolutely
the rest of the time.
Don't worry, we can edit it out.
Yeah.
Really, I can't even have the moment.
Nope.
No.
Wow.
But what you were getting at was that that's the episode where the guy won't serve under Data, and then eventually Data wins that. Yeah. In fact, Data is the one who pulls off the winning move. About to lose, and Data pulls this crazy maneuver. And no one will let Data do it, and then Data finally does it, and then win that battle.
Yeah, and the guy's giving him shit the entire time.
The entire time. That's a good one.
Wow.
That is a good one. Good show.
Yeah.
Definitely. All right. So what else we see in there?
Let's see.
There's not really a whole lot that I saw that I was actually interested in. Maybe
I've already talked about Captain America White
books.
A couple times. So I'm
really looking forward to Captain America
continue
White.
Talking about it.
Looks good. I'm excited to read
Illuminati number one.
Huck, number one. Yeah, Mark Millar and Raphael Albuquerque. Those who don't know Raphael Albuquerque, he drew all the best parts of American Vampire. Wow. And Mark Millar, man who wrote Kick-Ass, Secret Service, also known as The Kingsman. He wrote Wanted. He wrote lots of things that have become movies. And he's kind of just a terrible person. But his stuff is really worth reading. And I love Raphael Albuquerque's art. It's coming out in November. I look forward to that.
Is that Huck? What's that about? Is that,
in a quiet seaside town, Huck uses his special gifts to do a good deed each day. His neighbors return the
retelling. That's what it sounds like.
It does sound like it. Neighbors return the favors by keeping his abilities a secret. But when a newcomer alerts the media, a firestorm erupts, sending Huck on an adventure that will change everything. Yeah.
And it sounds like the Tom Sawyer Huck Finn, only with superpowers.
It'll be a movie in like a year. And then he'll never finish it. In fact, the movie will come out before the last issue. Just like Kick-Ass. And Wanted, I think.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and of course, I think they'd even started the sequel before the last issue of Kick-Ass.
They already greenlit the sequel before he even close to started finishing the first one.
Yeah, of course, if I know it's going to be a sequel, I'd be like, well, crap, I might as well get on writing this.
Yep. No, he takes forever.
Oh. Speaking of bad wardrobe decisions.
Apparently Dana Troy's
the Galactic cheerleader outfit.
What?
She only wore it in the pilot. And then they all agreed that's a terrible, terrible
Galactic cheerleader.
Oh, you never seen Galactic cheerleader. That's
what she called it in an interview.
Yes. Galactic cheerleader. We all hate that uniform.
That was so Riker could get them butt cheeks easily.
Yeah, and start dunking the cosmic donut.
Jeez, Riker. I mean, in many ways, Riker was the Jim Kirk of that show.
No doubt.
I mean, he was just grimy. Grimy Canadian. And he is Canadian.
You know, it's funny, you look at the original Star Trek, and the wardrobes they wore on that.
Oh, it's crazy.
If you were to ask someone to wear those wardrobes now,
they would look at you like you were nuts.
Well, I mean, no, just even like that level. I'm sorry, ma'am, your wardrobe's going to be a mini skirt,
the most ridiculous beehive hairdo we can do. Your hair will touch the roof of every set. In fact, it's going to be so tall.
Roman Rand was awesome, though.
Yeah, totally, though. But
wait, what?
Your hair is going to be so tall, we can't do any shots of you walking into the set.
Yeah.
Because you're going to knock it out. It's going to be awful. So, now on, just stand with the little notebook. It's also...
You're going to have to wear go-go boots the whole time. Is that okay?
Yeah.
None of, especially in, other than Uhura, none of them had rank. They were all yeomen.
Yeah.
You don't even run into yeomen on TNG. The lowest rank you run into is an ensign.
Yeah.
A yeoman is below an ensign. I didn't even know they got on flagships back then.
Yeah. Why are they letting people that low ranked on the bridge?
Exactly.
And if you have
exactly.
That,
it's so bad. It's so bad.
Yeah. And if you let.
If you had a skirt that short, you were getting on the bridge.
You were getting on the bridge because Kirk, or if Kirk you, had a personal yeoman.
Yeah. Or if you were a hot green chick.
And that's what I never understood. Like, even as a kid, your wheels start turning early in the original Star Trek. Why does Kirk have a yeoman? A personal yeoman? You think, like, he'd have an ensign assigned to him? He has, like, one of the lowest ranking officers on the ship taking down his dictation?
It's and then his I'm secretary.
Like, oh, and then I catch on, exactly. But it's all the prettiest women on the ship. I was like, who are these yeomen? Where are they keeping them? And where is he getting them from? It's a different girl, like every other episode, and they all have this crazy beehive hairdo, and the shortest uniform you've ever seen.
That'll get and their hair will get caught in the turbo lift doors if they try to walk under it.
That's something I discovered later in life. I was like, you never see them get in the turbo lift or go through a door. They always just go to somewhere else, and then they're not in the room anymore. They just go off screen. You're like, where'd she go? I didn't hear the door.
They go stand behind the viewfinder.
Oh, no, there wasn't a viewfinder back then.
Oh, there was?
No. They just have the big view screen.
Yeah, that's what I mean, the view screen.
The viewfinder is the other little screen that they use.
Okay, well, they go stand behind the view screen.
But it was against the wall. It didn't pop out. It was flat.
I was trying to make a joke.
I know what you're trying to do. But I know this. You can't mess with me.
And, well, of course, if you see any of the bonus features from the next generation stuff, they would have somebody stand there and read the lines to them.
Yes.
You know, so there was actually a space to stand.
Yeah, to stand.
All right, well, instead of standing behind the view screen, maybe there was a window somewhere on the bridge with a set of curtains. Maybe they went and stood behind the set of curtains.
Or, you know, if you go off shot, you can pretty much
Well, the thing is, like, at least TNG, you had the captain's quarters. You could always get somebody in the captain's quarters. And there was no captain's quarters in the OS.
Hey, and the conference room off the bridge.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, but OS, which is the series we're talking about, had none of that. There was no conference room, and there was no captain's quarters.
Well, there was captain's quarters.
There's captain's quarters,
there's
but
no
the captain's,
office.
Yeah, there's no captain's room. None of that. They didn't have any of that. They had that rec room, though.
They did have that rec
They had that rec room, though. Where Uhura was always singing, for some reason, Spock, who's supposed to show no emotions, plays music the whole first season. He didn't even care about being Vulcan that first season. They waited to really give you the Vulcan.
Well, you know, they didn't really know Vulcan. What the Vulcan was back
now. No. That's what I said. They don't go to Vulcan until the second season.
And I'm
Ponfar. Ponfar is how they explain Vulcanism.
So I think I'm going to have to scan it and post it online. But so when cleaning out my grandmother's house, I found a TV guide from the early 60s. And it has an interview with Leonard Nimoy about his new TV show and playing this new character, Spock.
That's awesome! I want that! That sounds cool!
And on the cover is, of course, Adam West, and he's scaling the side of a mountain.
Oh, right.
And it has four channels in it. It's all of, like, 12 pages?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's only four channels back then. I mean, after a certain amount of time, there is no television. It wasn't even infomercials back then.
It was just 1
in the morning? So yeah. It's just static?
Yeah, it's just pure as the driven snow all the way until 6 a.m.
Yeah,
they
play the national anthem, play the national anthem off, every night and sign off. Man, those were the dates.
I like infomercials at 4 in the morning.
Nobody likes infomercials at 4 in the morning.
I do.
But where
you know, if you only wait an hour,
my...
you get Kathy Griffin.
But is she trying to sell you something?
Jules,
oh, yeah. I swear to sell you her act.
Jules, I swear to God, man. Are you ever going to let that go?
No, man. You know, I would have, but you had to be right today, so I had to make sure that came back. We were talking about television at 4 in the morning, and I know at 5 in the morning you watch Kathy Griffin, so... I had to get us there.
I'm not up at 5 in the morning unless I absolutely have to be.
Oh, see, I'm still up at 5 in the morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I have a rule. I generally don't get up before roosters do.
Roosters get up before sunrise.
Yeah, actually, they get up. Technically, roosters can get up whenever if you
that's true.
Mess with their cycle. Just like anyone. Yeah. Or anything.
For all we know, you know. The rooster gets up at 2 in the morning.
All right, let me rephrase that.
And you know, time zones. Who's to say what rooster's going off when? All
right, I generally don't like to get up before the sun cracks over the horizon, if I can help it.
But let's just say time zones. It's a different place everywhere.
I get to sleep about
that. Time is relative.
Time is relative. There's a rooster coming up anytime.
Hence why they came up with the laws of relativity.
Rooster's getting it up.
Rooster's getting it up.
All right.
Yeah, he's waking everybody up.
And it's all money.
There you go.
Also, something about lunchtime.
Something about lunchtime?
Doubly so.
I mean, I didn't play Roshi. You want a double-double for lunch?
Spacey-wacey.
What?
What?
Wibbly-wobbly,
timey-wimey,
spacey-wacey. Don't look at me like I'm stupid. I liked the 4th and 5th Doctor. They dropped the Spacey Wacy later. Yes, I understand. It was.
I know, I'm not looking at you like you're wrong.
Don't you mean the 11th and 12th?
No,
or
the 4th
and 11th.
And 5th Doctor said.
Classic Who.
Classic Who started the Wibbly Wobbly, Timey Wimey, Spacey Wacey.
Because fourth was weird as hell.
Okay, I thought
fourth was super weird.
I thought you were
talking. Tenth is actually based on the fifth.
Sorry, I thought you were talking about
really
Tenet.
Made that a saint.
I thought you were talking about Tenet. My bad.
No, no. I'm talking about the fourth Doctor, Tom Baker, and the fifth Doctor,
Davison.
Peter Davison.
Yeah, Peter Davison.
Who wore the celery?
Yeah, he wore celery.
Picked
on
up
his
on
lapel.
A specific kind of radiation.
And what was that? It was a. It wasn't soccer. It wasn't soccer. It was wasn't a cricket outfit? Isn't that?
Yeah, he's technically in a cricket outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
For those of you outside of England,
a
it's
cricket
some sort of sport.
Yeah, a sport.
At least to British people.
Yeah,
and Indian.
In Indian.
And according to, you know, the word of Raphael, you gotta know what a crumpet is to understand cricket. Yeah, I would have thought it would. You know, don't nobody understand what cricket is.
Jose Canseco, man!
You pay money for this?
I cannot believe you pulled that reference.
Dude, I know.
God. I cannot believe you pulled that reference before.
Yes. The last time we brought up cricket, anytime anyone brings up cricket, I always bring up the fact you got to know what a crumpet is to play cricket.
And you can't say Raphael without me hearing the phrase, Jose Canseco. Tell me you
don't pay money for this. Seriously. No one should pay money for that Jose Canseco bat. But yes. Of course. I always bring out that reference. Anytime anyone tries cricket, you gotta know. You gotta know. And if you don't know, now you know. I went there with it, too.
But do you know when to hold them?
No.
Don't say it, please.
So you also don't know when to fold them.
Yes.
And can you deal the cards?
Look, I only need one card.
What are we playing like?
Well, also, I think.
Don't forget the Joker.
I always forget the Joker. That's my biggest mistake.
Not the dealing of the cards. When to run, you know.
Yeah, you know.
Do you run to the hills? We could do this for days.
We could.
Are the hills alive with the sound?
Damn it!
You couldn't go over the hills with that one?
Yeah, that's true.
Yes. It's terrible.
Oh,
sound of music's great.
Jeez.
What?
Sound of music's great.
Sound of music is great.
But we went from
classic
heavy metal
and Larry's drawl voice, his just dull monotone voice, it just absolutely murdered it.
That was pretty rude.
That was a little rude.
Good.
Uncalled for.
Yeah, totally uncalled for. We all know how Larry sounds.
I like my voice.
I like Larry's voice too.
It's soothing, but the way you said it, it was completely monotone and
the multi-tones
dull.
in that sentence.
Yeah. Larry gave that all the inflection.
That's kind of hurtful.
Yeah.
As much shit as you guys give me, and I tell you this one thing.
Yeah, but we've known Larry forever. Larry's like us.
Are they gonna cry?
Oh, yeah, bullshit.
Come on, man. No, seriously. Larry's sensitive about his voice.
You know, I try
louder. Does.
I do
want to.
Hey, I get you good luck, Adam. I just can't believe
it. It's not funny, man. Like, he's hurt. Larry does take his voice. Like, that's not funny, man.
Stop messing with me.
No, dude. Like, that's like a thing. When have we ever said anything about Larry's voice? Ever.
Today it would
be. We make fun of my voice all the time.
Or Draven's, because I mean,
because Draven's messed up. We don't ever make fun of Larry.
I can see him laughing!
I had that, man!
You did have shit!
You're getting dividends from that! That's
you
not
He was messing with me the entire time, because as soon as he put his head down and crosses his hands over his forehead, I can see him.
He didn't
with his teeth
start
laughing.
That sock
you got
was gone. Going up.
No, I did not. Shut up.
Get out of here, Dark Lotus. Yeah, you missed out on that one, Jules.
I missed out.
On Dark Lotus.
Do I want to know?
It's called Black Lotus, Dark Lotus.
You don't care about that.
Again, have not played it in over 10 years, and I got it mixed up with an ICP name of an album. It was close enough.
ICP ain't close enough to Magic.
Well, and a card is called the Black Lotus, and an album is called the Dark Lotus. It is possible to get the two mixed up. Sue me.
That's right.
Troglodyte.
But seriously, though, ICP and Magic the Gathering?
He's not a troglodyte. He rides a troglodyte.
I ride a Triumph. Shut up.
Black Whoa. Black Throw in shade. Throw in shade.
So brutal.
You going to be okay on that one?
After that remark about your boys, too.
I know, man. You think he'd be like,
You can mess with me. Don't talk shit about my bike. Ever.
But it's just a thing.
It's a hunk of metal that.
I also don't think he is referencing the bike in that.
Well, no, I was just making a sound similar name joke.
Yeah. Troglodyte, Triumph.
Triumph bike.
Triumph bike, Troglodyte. We're halfway to writing a song on that one.
Keep going. I dare you.
What the fuck are you going to do?
Yeah, come on, man. Hey. It's getting a little...
Like I said, you can talk shit about me all you want and mess with me. Don't mess with my bike.
That's a little backwards.
Messing with your
Yeah, we're not
bike.
Trying to mess with your bike. Yeah. He was just pointing out the fight that... Troglodyte.
I was trying to mess with you because it's the same type of mistake as a Black Lotus, Dark Lotus.
Yeah.
Okay. Troglodyte. Triumph bike.
Be like calling really it similar. If you rode a Harley, I would have said, "Oh, he rides a Harley Donaldson."
See, that's funny. That's funny. These are the jokes that we should be writing down.
Yeah.
Where is pen and paper?
Where's pen and teller?
See, we're halfway there. Freaking, if Larry David and Seinfeld could write a television show that other people
Either
think
that
is funny.
Or we're just getting into Cockney rhyming slang at this point. And, I don't know if
exactly.
I want to go down
you know
that
what,
route.
That's probably more prone to that than anything else, Jesse. Yeah.
What, Cockney rhyming? I didn't...
Yeah. I love Cockney rhyming. That's like half of British humor.
It really is.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, anything before 1985 is just Cockney rhyming jokes.
I mean...
But you really do need a translator for it most of the time, because half the time it's absolutely unintelligible.
That's what makes it so damn funny, though. You have no idea what they're saying. Like, even if you can understand them, it's funny. But because you can understand them, it's funnier.
Yeah, true.
It's just somebody screaming at another person, and the other person just...
It's like when people try and talk to Ozzy Osbourne, and Sharon has to sit there and translate what he says so they can understand what he's saying.
But really, is he saying anything, actually? I think at this point, Ozzy's
just mumbling.
Just mumbling, and he's not even trying to talk, and Sharon is just making it up as she's going on.
You remember those World of Warcraft commercials?
Yeah?
Where he was...
Oh, yeah, the Ozzy... I forgot about that! Actually, the Mr. T one's the best one.
The Mr. T one is the best, but...
Yeah.
The Ozzy ones are pretty good.
Have you ever seen the video of... What's the lead singer from Cannibal Corpse's name again?
Corpse Grinder.
Corpse Grinder. Have you seen that video of Corpse Grinder talking about World of Warcraft?
Man, I...
What?
Yeah. He, like, it's 10 minutes of him not shutting up about how epic and metal World of Warcraft
is. He's like, I have 4 accounts.
Yeah.
I pay $60. It's like, you know you can have multiple characters, right?
No, dude. He has, like, 10 characters on each account. He maxed out his characters on each account. He cares about World of Warcraft that much.
No, and to really max out, that means he maxed out on every server, too.
Yeah.
Because it can have 10, I think it's whatever it is per server.
I thought 10 characters per server, and there's like, what, 50 servers?
I'm not sure.
But I know is he has like 4 or 5 accounts, and he doesn't play Alliance. That's even the funnier part.
He just plays Horde?
He just plays Horde, and he plays so much World of Warcraft, specifically the Horde.
But wait.
And, like, he hates Blood Elves, so he doesn't even have a Blood Elf character.
Wait, so...
The best part is him talking about how bad Blood Elves
are. Well, in that case, is... Alright, so if he doesn't play Blood Elves, does he only... There's only, like, what, 4 or 5 races, after, like, beyond Blood Elves?
5? He only plays OG races.
Yeah, because he played Vanilla, so...
Yeah.
Like well, that's only, what, 4 then?
No, you have... Well, let's count. Tauren.
Tauren.
Orcs.
Undead.
Trolls.
Undead.
Undead.
And then Blood Elves. And that's all that I remember. I know there was only four.
Goblins.
Goblins.
Cataclysm.
Yeah, Goblins and Cataclysm.
It might be four.
Yeah.
It might be four.
Yeah, I think it was only...
I swear there's a fifth race before Blood Elves, though. We're all looking it up, right?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to let somebody else do it, then. I type slow. Hey, I meant that I'm an analog guy.
Yeah,
I'm not even trying to keep up in the digital age.
But even then, like,
I found out what Tinder was, like, 2 weeks ago.
There's only certain...
I don't want to tell the story about how I found out.
I remember the story.
Like, yeah, it was four.
Yeah, it's only four.
It's only four.
So, like, if there's
so
only...
So what does it mean, like, to swipe right? I don't... actually used...
Did you know that's what I asked?
Oh, I sure
did. Did they tell you that story?
No, I saw that... I was told, I saw the picture.
Saw the conversation.
I had no idea, okay? I had no idea.
It's okay.
I've never online dated.
She didn't swipe right to me.
But she did swipe right to me.
Did she really?
No. Okay. I haven't had.
So what's the swipe right and left?
I don't know. I still don't really know. Okay, I guess what that means like somebody's that face.
Yeah. Swipe right is if you like someone. Swipe left is if you don't.
Yeah, right. I want to
swipe. No, but really what it means, yeah, it means right swipe is DTF.
But it doesn't mean that because
it pretty much does.
Half the people are like, I'm not here to hook up. And I'm like, why are you on an app where you judge people based solely on appearance?
Where the whole point is to hook up.
But yeah.
Anyway. It's like a quick hookup thing because you can just be like.
And the worst part about that picture is, how do you even know which one is which?
Because I know which one your girlfriend is.
I know, but other people don't. And that's all like, this picture is misleading.
Well, they usually have more than one picture.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was the last picture. I just picked it because I had your girlfriend in it.
I hate you. I hate you so much.
Hey, by the way, I was just on the Warcraft thing.
Uh-huh.
All right, so there's four main OG races, right?
Right.
And there's
Well, eight if you count.
Yeah,
all
if you're doing both, there's eight.
Well, I mean, all right, for Horde.
But he only
just for Horde. Yeah. All right, so if there's only four, and only and each race can only do certain classes, then it's only a possible 24 possible characters.
Well,
I mean, yeah,
race
and class.
Yeah, and you have subclasses.
He plays each character has a different subclass as well.
Oh, yeah, that's
right.
Yeah,
you can do different skill trees on each one.
Yeah.
All right, so in that case,
and I'm sure he's still
by three. That's 72.
And since Cataclysm, certain classes have or certain races have classes they didn't before.
Yeah,
and I'm sure he just plays the original four races still. But he probably does use the new class.
But he won't play Paladin.
Yeah, he won't play Paladin.
Because Horde didn't have Paladin in OG.
Yeah.
So that's
the only thing I think he doesn't.
But still, a possible 72 over 50 servers. Yeah, that.
I mean, I don't know why he has four accounts. It's absurd.
That's 360 total characters.
You know,
roughly.
He's probably lying. He probably does have, like, a couple of Lions characters. He just doesn't tell anybody.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Maybe.
Fifth account.
Yeah. Exactly. They're extremely hidden. Like, no, and he only plays it at like 4 in the morning.
It's hidden better than his porn.
Yeah. I was just thinking that. It's probably hidden better than his porn. Like,
probably hidden in the porn file.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
there's like porn. Buried really bad, disgusting porn.
Yeah, buried at the buried at the very bottom. Yeah, buried at the very bottom of his little porn chest.
Oh,
yeah,
he probably has another computer exclusively
for Alliance.
To play Alliance characters, just so nobody finds out it's him.
Probably hidden somewhere in the rafters.
I don't know who that is?
Yeah, exactly.
Cannibal Corpse.
Cannibal Corpse. That man's stupid. He's probably super obvious about it too, because he probably says things like that.
And of course, he has a neck like the biggest neck in the world.
Yeah. That's a story right there. Corpse Grinder actually plays Alliance characters. I should write for The Onion.
That'd be a Hard Times or Metal
Sucks.
Yeah,
it'd probably be the Metal Sucks.
Metal Sucks is real, but it doesn't seem like it.
Or Hard Times.
Or Hard Times. Yeah. I could write for Hard Times. They totally pick up that up.
Final thoughts?
Good night, Elaine. Good night, Elaine.
Good night, Jasmine.
Why do you call her good night, Elaine?
I wasn't even going to say it this time.
Okay. That's a good question, since we're about to come up to the 100th episode of this podcast.
Save it for the 100th episode, then.
No, because I'm not going to say the story again in the 100th episode.
Back in the Weekly Rex days.
We used to do, before there was this podcast, there was a series of YouTube videos, which starred me, another guy named Christian, and another guy named B-Man. And how I always signed off was Goodnight Elaine.
No,
that's not how it started. One night he was texting Elaine, and I was taking forever. And they're like,
and Christian beat me to the punch.
And they're just like, say goodnight to Elaine already.
And that's how he ended the video that night, and that became something we did for the rest of it.
That's how I ended it every time I was on Weekly Rex.
That is how you ended it every time you were on
So
Weekly
that's Rex. How that whole thing got started, all because you couldn't stop talking?
Yes.
Yes, because I wouldn't stop talking to my girlfriend. Because
that's when they first started dating, and they're all like, sucking face and shit.
I don't believe in PDA. So nobody saw us do that.
Well, I mean, we never saw you together. It was more just you. Via text. Sucking face.
Yeah,
you're like, I'm gonna suck your face so hard, girl.
So basically, his phone was just glued to his hand permanently.
I'm like, that's
like it always. It's very, very rare that it's very far from me. And it's so sad because I'm really not good at using a cell phone, but I always have it.
No, you aren't.
I'm really bad at it.
You're really bad at texting me back.
I'm really bad at texting.
You're bad at being a friend, Jules.
Man, that hurt. Is that your final thought? Please don't tell me that's your final thought.
Oh, there we go. That's your
final thought. I already said goodnight, Jasmine, so.
Let's not make that a thing. Let's just keep that right here at 99.
Well, I mean, you know what I could do then.
Yeah, yep, I'd rather not. Let's just keep that here between us.
Nope. It's happening.
What?
Josh, your final thought?
What's your final
thought? I'm curious about
what's your final thought?
You gotta give your final thought. We're not gonna get there.
Okay, we had a good time at the Gallatin Public Library tabletop day. I brought Pandemic, and a couple people had played it, the rest of everyone hadn't. So basically, everyone got around the table, and we played all seven characters, and it took us 2 hours to beat the game, but we finally did it. So, yeah, but everyone had a blast, you know, playing it, so.
Jesse, what you got?
Good night, Michelle.
I would say good night, someone, but unfortunately, I'm not with anyone. So,
good night, Morgan.
It doesn't affect me.
No, I hate you that much.
So Michelle is Jules' mom.
Oh, okay.
My mother's name.
Okay,
she's a very nice lady.
I haven't
to me. She's been
and good night, Miguel.
Really,
we're just getting the whole family.
Whole family, really, guys.
Why are you telling him good night? He's right here.
And it's daylight.
He directed it to the other Miguel.
Miguel Senior.
Miguel Senior.
My dad.
My dad.
Oh, I thought you were talking about him.
We'll cut to the chase on that one. All
right. Anyway, we're done.
Yeah. Larry, your final thought. Can't say goodnight to anybody I'm either related to or dating. That's been covered, apparently.
Even to your mom?
Yeah, I just...
What I miss when I'm helping a customer.
Yeah, I know.
Right? All right, well, check us out next week. We'll be episode 100.
The centennial.
And I cannot believe we got this far. I will say that personally. I'll say that when we started this podcast, I did not think we would go past 5.
So, come see us in Madison.
There's a name for what we're doing here?
There's a name for it, Jesse. It is called... What is it called?
Casting of Pods.
Talkies?
Casting of Pods. The Talkies. Without moving pictures. Yes. I'm not bringing that thing back.
I brought it back the other day. Oh, okay. I did. Okay.
Yeah, it's a radio show without advertisement.
Yes. I can do it on a statue, but I can't what? Do it on a toy. Yeah, I mean, we do give an advertisement to Comic City 2.
That wasn't
Tennessee.
What he was referencing.
Not a paid advertisement.
What we were referencing, Comic City 2 sponsors this podcast.
I'm saying we don't take a break every 10 or 15 minutes to play commercials.
But the reference he was saying was, Hitler takes Poland. Yeah.
Yes.
That was what he was referencing.
Oh. Yes. I was talking about one time we did a video where I spoke exclusively as
old-timey news announcer
as
voice.
As someone he looks like.
Yes, it's somebody I look like. Really? Really?
You do have that
someone
look
I
a little.
Like?
You
do I look have, like that guy?
You do have right, a little bit of a look like that.
All right. Anyway, check us out, Madison, Tennessee, at Comic City 2. Right. Find us online, outrightgeekery.com, comiccity2.com. All right, see you next time. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Bye.
Nah.